Regular items, H 43.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $35,700 from the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality to support deconstruction of workforce training and authorize an intergovernmental agreement.
Well, welcome back, Alisa. Nice to have you back here and to talk about this next step in Portland's path-breaking work on deconstructing rather than demolition wherever possible. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. I am Alisa Kane, the Green Building Manager with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And today I'm here to ask for your approval to enter into an intergovernment agreement with Oregon Department of Energy of Environmental Quality, DEQ. This grant will allow us to host a workforce training to help support this groundbreaking policy that you passed about 3 weeks ago that requires all homes that are going to be removed that are older than 100 years old or built before 1916 or a designated historic resource must use deconstruction. And through that policy development process, we heard from the industry that we really need to have training in place, both for certified construction firms and for the workforce. Yesterday, I was out at a site where we were removing a house, and there was a three-day training going on for contracting firms, and there were 11 that were present, so 11 will be certified to do that work, 9 of which came from the city's prime contractor development program. So it's a great feat. And this next phase is what this grant will support, will help us attract workforce, so people who can go out and day-to-day be pulling buildings down safely, carefully, and to maximize the reuse of the materials. We anticipate a 12-day training, that this grant will cover a 12-day training. It'll cover the curriculum and the trainer. And also we will be working with our community referral partners, such as Oregon Tradeswomen, Constructing Hope, to attract participants, as well as through the city's prime contractor development program. So it's a great opportunity for us to really advance our training in a timely manner. This training will happen in October.
That's great. Questions?
Just a comment, Mayor. And this is loosely related to the topic, so you may rule me out of order. But I think this is a very timely conversation. We have, as a city, said that deconstruction is going to be a mandate. As a city, we've said that we're going to participate in clean energy works and help people retrofit their homes to make them more energy efficient. This morning, I read an editorial in the Oregonian, which raised a very interesting and provocative question, which was, in a city in which we deliver water that is lead-free to a million people, but where we know that there are some properties that have crummy pipes and fixtures, what is our collective responsibility to help people remove the crummy pipes and fixtures so that once and for all they are put beyond any risk of having lead other than things like lead paint and the like? And I think that's worthy of a conversation at council in the fall because it actually gets at the problem. Instead of solving a problem and overcorrecting for a million people, it says, look to where the problem is and let's fix the problem forever. We've innovated. We've come up with an innovative solution on deconstruction. We've helped homeowners finance energy upgrades. Why not tackle this as the next big challenge, figure out a way to help people replace the plumbing so that once and for all, lead is not an issue in their homes. Because after all, that is the only way we know of to get the lead risk down to something close to zero. We can tinker with our water all we want, but we can't compensate for a really bad pipe and a really bad fixture. So I just put this out there because I thought the editorial raised an interesting question, and I'd like to get the feedback from my colleagues, and then in the fall we'll do a work session and talk about this at a bigger level.
Good. Thank you. Other questions, comments for Lisa? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote.
Saltzman?
Well, it's very impressive how this program is coming together and how you're providing opportunities for minority prime contractors and the workforce that goes with it to deconstruct homes. So thank you.
Novick.
Glad you have so many contractors engaging at this stage. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Welcome back, and we're no longer approving any vacation requests for you or your spouse. Aye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, you know, we've gone from an environment where a few years ago the members of the local, one of the local business organizations were all running around with pins that said jobs because the theory was we were way behind in creating jobs in Portland. Well, now we have unemployment under 4% and a lot of people struggling to find employees. And so connecting people who aren't yet benefiting from that huge overall improvement to workforce opportunities is a great idea. And now we're, in effect, creating a new business niche in our economic structure. So I think filling in this piece of the puzzle, how do we make sure they're the people to do the work for the contractors that are qualified to do it so that we carefully deconstruct a few houses rather than demolish a lot of them? That's an important piece. I'm glad we've got that in place. Thank you for your work on this, and Sean and the rest of the team at VPS. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 844.